Talking Heads on the Morning Show with Nick Harcourt and Jed from the Fear of Music album, It's Heaven, and we're about 2 minutes away from the top of the hour, almost 9 a.m. on this, what is it, the 10th? The 10th day of the month of August, 2023. I'm Nick, Jed is here as well. Normally we do a Stuff and Things segment at this time, but I wanted to take the opportunity today to pay tribute to Robbie Robertson, who passed away yesterday. We were actually in the office hanging out doing some sessions and whatnot when we found out. And Julie was live on the air, and she asked me if I would speak on the air very quickly, and I was kind of a little emotional, and I said something real quick, but I wanted to take the time on our show to just really pay tribute to Robbie. You know, when I first moved to the States in 1988, I moved to Woodstock, New York. I moved there because I had a friend who was living there, a friend of mine who I'd known from home, who was in a band and was making an album up there. And I had no idea of the history of Dylan and the band, any of that stuff. I grew up in Birmingham, man. I mean, it was like Black Sabbath, heavy metal. I mean, that was the stuff I grew up with, and then punk and all that and whatnot. And I got to Woodstock, and everybody started telling me about Dylan in particular, obviously the legend of Dylan up there, and then you find out about the band and Big Pink, and I sort of gradually over a couple of years learned about that, and then I got into radio there and had the opportunity through the years I was there to meet a couple of the folks, Rick Danko in particular, and Garth Hudson as well. You know, time came for me to move to Los Angeles, and I came to L.A., and right after I finished my first show on the air at KCRW, over the road there, the other place, I got a phone call, and it was Robbie Robertson, who I'd never met because he'd moved to Los Angeles a long time before, and he'd become Martin Scorsese's right-hand man for composing and all the music. I mean, you know, The Last Waltz. If you've never seen The Last Waltz, do yourself a favor. It's like probably the best concert film ever. And when you consider it was made like 50 years ago as well, what they were making with, that's another story. Check it out if you haven't. Anyway, he called me. I got off the air. It was my first day. I'd literally moved my whole life across the country. I was a little nervous, as you can imagine. And I picked up the phone. He said, "Hey, it's Robbie Robertson. You know, it's a big move from Woodstock to Los Angeles, but you're going to be okay." And I posted this on my Facebook thing last night. And it was a lovely gesture and oddly reassuring as well, because, like, wow, this guy who had this whole life up there moved to L.A., and he's calling me and saying, "Hey, it's going to be okay, dude." So that was cool, because so he understood I was, you know, crapping myself. and in the intervening, I really was, until the first pledge drive, and I was like, "Oh, okay, he can raise money. We'll keep him around." In the intervening years, we've met and worked together tons of times, and he always greeted me with a smile, warmth, and generosity. I would see him at the Village a lot, you know, the Village Studios. He worked there a lot, and he had his own studio there as well. So even when we weren't, you know, doing interviews or creating content or whatever it was, I would see him bouncing around the Village all the time. Always lovely. But then the last time I saw him was right before the pandemic, when I was asked to interview him after a couple of screenings of the documentary, the band documentary, Once Were Brothers. One was at the Landmark on Pico, which I think is gone now. I was trying to look it up last night. The other was in the Dome, the Cinerama Dome in Hollywood. For me, hanging out with Robbie Robertson in the Dome, right at the front there, interviewing him.
Massive.
After the film was just so cool. And I'm glad I got to tell him in front of an audience that, in my opinion, The Wait is one of the greatest songs ever written. It just is. So, with appreciation, rest in peace to Robbie, we're going to play a couple of songs. And there's a lot of stuff, obviously, you can pick from. So I just sort of picked the songs that I like. We've got a little set coming up. The first one is Somewhere Down the Crazy River, which is from his debut solo album, self-titled, recorded in 1987 at the Village and in Bearsville, the studio in Woodstock. The next one is a band song from Stage Fright from 1970, The Shape I'm In. We're going to follow that with a track from a solo album he put out in 1991, recorded at the Village. And I know Jeff over at the Village is brokenhearted today. They've got the flag on top of the Village at half-mast. which is incredible. So we're going to play Breaking the Rules, and that one recorded at the Village, also featured in the Wim Wenders movie Until the End of the World, and features Paul Buchanan of the Blue Nile. And then we're going to wrap it up with The Wait, which is from Big Pink in 1968. So that's my personal tribute. We'll let the music play. And thanks, Robbie. Thanks for everything, man. Yeah, rest in peace.
88.5 FM, KCSN, and KCSN HD1, Northridge, Los Angeles. KSBR and KSBR HD1, Mission Viejo. A service of California State University, Northridge, and Saddleback College. Member-supported public radio. Streaming on the web at thesocalsound.org.
My two young kids might start a ruckus. You know they feel you're trying to shuck us.
Radio 5, the SoCal Sound. It's the morning show with Nick Harcourt and Jet, and this is our tribute to the late Robbie Robertson, who passed away yesterday. From the band there, to solo work from Robbie. Breaking the Rules.
Put the load right on me. cannonball now to take me down the line. My flag is sinking low, and I do believe it's time to get back to Miss Fanny. You know she's the only one who sent me here with her regards for everyone. Take a load off, Fanny. Take a load, breathe. Take a load off, Fanny.
And you put the load right
the
on
load right.
Band from the album Music from Big Pink, The Wait, as we wrap up our set, our tribute to Robbie Robertson, who passed away yesterday at the age of 80. Rest in peace. It's The Morning Show with Nick Harcourt and Jed at 88.5, The SoCal Sound, and we'll jump back into our...